riders were closer now. Michael Rourke realized that he and Hammerschmidt and Maria Leuden were all but ignored, as the six men from the fire which had originally drawn them up onto the plateau frantically saddled their mixed-breed horses. Michael looked at Maria Leuden, then at Hammerschmidt.
We've got to see where they're going and find out who those other guys are. Otto, keep down here with Maria, and then as soon as everyone's passed, get the hell back down into the valley. I'll use my radio to keep in touch. Good luck.
Michael started up from his crouched position behind the rocks where Hammerschmidt had taken shelter, Hammerschmidt giving him a nod. But Maria Leuden reached out to him, her hands touching his face, one of them gloved and itchy from wool, the other soft, cool more than cold.
Come back.
I will.
Michael broke into a dead run toward the last three of the men from the fire, the largest of them starting aboard the largest of the animals. Michael angled toward him, slinging the assault rifle behind him, jumping. The big man came up in a roll, hurtling himself toward him. Michael spun left, his right foot snapping up and out. Michael turned, looking for the horse, seeing it, seeing the band of horsemen not far off now, knowing that in less than a minute they would close. Michael started for the horse. Michael pulled back the reins, digging his heels in. And suddenly, Michael felt a terrible weight pulling him from the saddle. It was the man whose horse Michael had just stolen, clinging to the assault rifle. Michael had slung the rifle cross-body, and the sling was now strangling him. Michael's left fist snapped outward, hitting the man's face, but not dislodging him. Michael reached to his belt with his left hand, finding the butt of the knife old Jan the Swordmaker had given him. Michael stumbled to his feet and got on board the horse again. The band of horsemen was less than 50 yards behind him. Then he looked up and saw a dark, amber-skinned man in fur robes and astrakhan hat. The man signaled the universal gesture for follow me, and Michael, sheathing his knife, dug his heels in and lowered himself in the saddle. Michael looked back, the distance to the pursuing band of horsemen not having narrowed. Reason told him their animals would be slowing from the prolonged gallop. About 200 yards ahead, across the barren plateau, dotted here and there with isolated stands of pine and low brush, were the other two men from the campfire, one of them hanging low in the saddle as though wounded, but his horse galloping ahead unimpaired. The little man who had gestured for Michael to follow was veering his mount toward the other two ahead of them, Michael doing the same now, not eager for their company, but eager to know their destination. Michael twisted in the saddle to look back, his pursuers not hanging back. He kept riding. Maria Leuden let Hammerschmidt help her down from the breadloaf-shaped rock to the rocks beneath it, but looked back once through the cloud of snow and dust of the riders. But it was too distant now. She stood beside Hammerschmidt.
Fowlin, Doctor, we must move as rapidly as possible. More of these men may be injured.
The five men dressed like the horsemen and the men from the campfire fell on him. The butt of one of the five men's rifles swung outward suddenly and caught him at the side of the head. Maria had her pistol free, and she remembered to move the safety catch up as she tried to stab it toward the nearest of the five men. Maria pulled the trigger of her pistol, but the man knocked it aside. The man hammered his right fist forward.